Okay, so what happened this week actually is that I prepared to speak about one subject, but then I learned a maimer and it led me to a different subject. And that is in the maimer of Shakti B'Shalom Tavshin Lamed Ches. The Rebbe said the maimer exactly 40 years ago, Motzei Shabbos, Tavshin Lamed Ches. And there, towards the end of the maimer, the Rebbe makes the point that Mashiach will be a descendant from David, Mashiach ben David. And the Rebbe adds, he'll also be a descendant from Zera Shloima, from Shloima Melech. And there's a footnote there for the sources, and the Rebbe's Mitzayim to another place to check out this matter, if this is actually the case. So I went to look after the sources. Is this taka the case? Does Mashiach have to be someone which will come not only from David HaMelech, but even Shloima HaMelech? Huh? Mm-hmm. What's the story? In this sikha, the Rebbe discusses it, but before we get to the sikha, I'll just tell you the background of the whole story. There's various opinions, there's many, many pages I found on the subject. And the point is as follows. It all begins in Melachim. So in Sefer Melachim, Aleph, where Hashem promises David HaMelech, written, in Melachim, where Hashem promises David HaMelech that his kingdom will carry on Lo'olam, forever. So it pretty clearly says there that the fact that David HaMelech's kingdom will carry on forever will be through Shlomo HaMelech, through his son Shlomo. It's in 3-4 places, the Pesukim say it, in Divrei Hayomim also. That the Melucha of David will continue, Lo'olam, through Shlomo HaMelech. So l'chayr, it's clear. It's clear that the Melucha of Mashiach, which is the fulfillment of this Nevuah, that it will carry on forever, is going to be through Shlomo HaMelech. However, there is a condition. Condition Hashem says is, if Shlomo HaMelech will go in his father David HaMelech's ways, then he's going to carry on the Melucha forever. So now the big discussion in Mefarshim is, did Shlomo HaMelech fulfill the condition? I'm not learning the Sikha yet, but you can take a copy of it. So did Shlomo HaMelech fulfill the condition? There were different things that happened in the lifetime of Shlomo HaMelech, and again, not to go into Bariches, when you get to the women he married, and the money that he had, and all kinds of things. We don't understand exactly the Madregas of Shlomo HaMelech, but you look into the Psukim, there are different things that could indicate that Shlomo HaMelech was not Makayim the Tanai. He didn't go. There's even one pasuk where it says, Befedish, that Eved tells David, Shlomo HaMelech, that you're not on the level of your father, David.
And that's why Taki didn't live long.
Shlomo HaMelech.
Yeah.
52 years. Okay. So therefore there's a discussion in the Farshim whether this Nevuah that the Melucha of David will continue forever and the Pasuk says it will happen through Shlomo, whether that's fulfilled or not. So the Rambam himself in 3 different places says clearly that the Mashiach will be a descendant from David and from Shlomo HaMelech. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, where the Rambam discusses the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna, when it comes to the Ikr HaYud Beis, which is Animam B'Muna Shlomo B'Yis HaMashiach, the Rambam there clearly says that, Ben David U'Mizera Shlomo. Same thing also in Pirush HaMishnayos, not in Pirush HaMishnayos, sorry, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam mentions that the Melucha of David will be forever through the Zera Shlomo. And then there's a 3rd place in the Geras Teiman. Long letter that Rambam discusses different things. And amongst the things that Rambam discusses, there is also who Mashiach will be. And the Rambam clearly says that Mashiach will be Mizera Shlomo, a descendant from David, and Mizera Shlomo. That's the shit of the Rambam. So, Derech Agav, an interesting fact, the reason why the Rambam mentions this, and in Geras Teiman, specifically where the Rambam makes it a point that Mashiach will be a descendant dafka from Shlomo HaMelech as opposed to David, is because there were those that, there's different places, whatever, that claimed in Geras to Oisei HaIsh that he was roi to be Mashiach because they had a cheshbin that he's a descendant of David HaMelech. Although this itself is in question, was he Bechlal a descendant of David HaMelech? But Lishitosom, they claimed that he was a descendant of David HaMelech, but he wasn't Mizera Shlomo. He was a descendant from a different son, from Nosson, ben David. So the Rambam, in a few places, is Madgish that Aramunah Beviyas HaMashiach is specifically, it'll be from David and Zera Shlomo. To negate the possibility that Oseh Ish, which was a descendant from a different child, should be able to be Mashiach. But at the same time, though, the interesting thing is the Rambam himself in Sefer Hayad, which tells us exactly all the qualifications of who Mashiach is, the things that the Rambam says when he gets to Mashiach, it has to be Mebeis David, and all the other qualifications, Yamid Melech, Mebeis David, Hagi B'Teirev, and so on, doesn't mention the fact that he's going to be Mizera Shleima. Why does the Rambam not mention anything about Zera Shleima? So there is an opinion, Yashoimrim, that Alts Gutten Fein, the Rambam says so in Perisha Mishnayis, and Sefer HaMitzvahs, and Nigeres Taimon, but in the Sefer Halachis, and Sefer Ayah, he doesn't say so. That the Rambam was chayzer. It's a very crucial point. How could the Rambam skip such a thing? If the Rambam skipped it, it's a raya that he was chayzer. That's what some say. Others argue and say that no, the Rambam wasn't chayzer. There has to be another reason why the Rambam didn't say it. But the fact that the Rambam repeats it in three different places, it's not mustaver that the Rambam was chayzer, and there has to be a different reason.
You really got a chazak after?
Yeah, the pashtus.
Maybe it was Hashmata. Ishmael came out with.
Who is the first? We have all, we have everything, huh?
Who is the first person that you said that said the Rambam was Chayzer?
I believe the source is a sefer called Chemdas Yisrael, if I'm not making a mistake.
Isn't there a question, Chemdas Yisrael?
No, it's a different sefer.
How long ago was it?
Not too long ago.
Maybe the census removed it.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, but we have, in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Malachim, there's the Rambam you take out of the shelf, the regular Rambam. Then in the Rambam La'om, they printed all the censorships where we have the original without, and it's not there. Rambam never mentions in Sefer Hayah that he has to be Mizar Shleima. So it gets more complicated than this.
But isn't it...
Go ahead.
Isn't it... you're saying that it was really B'tnai. In other words, it's not like something that has
Correct.
To be in order to be Mashiach.
The Hashem promised David HaMelech that his melucha will continue forever,
that's
promise will be fulfilled through Shleima HaMelech.
If he's
correct,
yeah.
But the Rambam in three places says that Mashiach will be Mizera Shleima, which means that the Rambam is telling you that the Tanai was fulfilled.
Yeah, but that's not halacha in Mashiach that he has to be Mizera Shleima.
But if the Rambam says in three places that he will be Mizera Shleima, that means that the Rambam holds that it was fulfilled.
Fine, but
if it was one second, no. If the Tanai that Shleima HaMelech was supposed to be like his father was fulfilled, so then it is. So now Peter pstuk him. This was the promise. This is the nevuah that he'll be Zera Shleima. So if there's anybody other than Zera Shleima that claims to be Mashiach, it's not a real. It's not Mashiach Sheker because he fulfilled the Tanai, and this is the only Mashiach that comes from Zera Shleima. The Ma'ase says, "I say the Zoyar." In the Zohar, there's a few places, in Shlach, in a few different places, the Zohar says that Mashiach will not be Mizera Shleima. That Mashiach will be Mizera Nosen, which is another child of David HaMelech. A few places. Huh?
Zohar
HaKadosh. In a few places, it's very clear, and the Zohar Taka in one place, Taichu says clearly. Because Shleima HaMelech was not Mekayim the Tanai, that he should be the one to continue the Melucha of David HaMelech, so therefore he, the Mashiach, will not be a descendant from Shleima, be a descendant from Nosen. That's, and if you look in, this is all the Mefarshi HaZoyah, the Ramak, the Ramaz, and all the Rebchaim Vital, all the Mefarshi HaZoyah discuss this concept as well, this whole Shaila, who exactly will Mashiach be a descendant of. And interestingly, they discuss this from a completely different angle. And that is the fact that we know that there's something which is unique about where Mashiach descends of, that Rus is the mother or the grandmother of David HaMelech, and Rus HaMoyaviyah, she came from Moyav, which was a daughter from Light, from the daughters of Light that had a relationship with their father. And many Mekubalim say that this whole, just like the Gemara, the famous Lashon of the Gemara, Mashiach Ba, Behesach Hadas. So when you get to the birth of Mashiach, it says the same thing. The Satan did not want to allow Mashiach to come into the world. So therefore, Mashiach has to descend from a place which is Behesach Hadas, so to speak, that the Satan shouldn't realize. Also, right. Same, exactly. Yeah, next week's parasha.
And they're bringing also from Shlomo Nahama
Amoinis. So many Mekubalim say that Mashiach has to be a descendant from David HaMelech. Because David came from Rus HaMoaviyah, and also a descendant, actually not Shlomo so much, Shlomo's son Rechavam, because Rechavam was somehow, I didn't have the cheshbon how, I couldn't find it. Rechavam was a descendant from Naamah HaMoinis. Huh? It was his mother? Rechava married Naama? That's what it is? Okay, well, huh?
Shlomo
married Naama. Okay, I wasn't sure who it was.
Shlomo.
Yeah, that's okay. Very good.
Something that
Meir
did, therefore he was able to get four generations
earlier
into the
Yiddish.
Oh,
okay. Rus.
Yeah.
Rus. Right.
Because he was
Machten Mitzvah. Oh, the four
Psyas. Because Meir's mother was Machten Mitzvah, so she got that four generations ahead into the Yiddish.
Okay, so there you have it. Shkayach. So, therefore, many Mekobalim say that it has to be both from Rus and from Naama.
And minus.
Yeah. So this is the big discussion that I saw. I didn't go on the Pratis because it's mamasha, endless discussion. Does it have to come from Amoin or only Mayov? That's the Shaila. So we're discussing over here the Ikke, Alpinigle, the Shaila is in the Pshat of the Psukim. The Haftach of the Eibishter that the Malucha of David will be Nimshach forever through Shleima. But Alpikabalah, the Shaila is when you get to whether Mashiach has to be a descendant from Amoin or only from Mayov. But as I said in the Zohar, it's pretty clear that Mashiach will be a descendant from Nasan ben David. Although I did find one interesting pirish, and that is from Rabbi Reuven Margolis. He wrote a sefer on Zohar, and he says an interesting vort. I'm not sure if there's a source to this or this is his chap. He says that if you look there in the Zohar, at least in one of the places, it doesn't clearly say that Mashiach will be a descendant from Nasan. What it says is that Mashiach will be a descendant, and it mentions there in the Zohar, Nosson ben David's wife, and her name was Hefziba. Doesn't give any name? Hefziba. And that he'll be a descendant from her. So he says, what's the purpose of it saying the Zayar that Mashiach will be a descendant from the Mamer, Hefziba? Why doesn't it say the father, Nosson ben David? Hefziba was Nosson ben David's wife. So Zokter Azay, Hefziba is two words. Hefziba. What's this Hefziba? Happened was Nosson passed away without any children. And then Nosson's wife got married to Shlomo HaMelech, a Yavam. He was Miyavim. She was a Yavam. He was Miyavim her. And that's why she got the name Hefziba. Because when, by a Yavam, if you want to, Chafasti Lekachto, Hefziba, that Shlomo was Hefzi, wanted to marry her, so he married her. And then he had children with Nosson's wife, and those are the children that will be the descendant of Shlomo HaMelech.
Nosson didn't have any children, and Divrei Hayomim mentions it.
No. Okay, so what it says in Divrei Hayomim, I can't tell you I'm a buck in Divrei Hayomim. So I'm imagining if he's saying that he didn't have children, Mistama didn't have children. But that's what the Pshat is up to, like, of all the Gechidish. Doesn't exist, I'm saying. Neget Oisei Ish, that I mentioned before.
Right.
Right, that's what they claim. I saw someone writing that. Because they find out that so. Okay, another interesting thing that comes into this. Right. Yeah, because it comes from a different mother, a different.
Yeah, but that could be later on emerged.
Somehow.
But have to be Ben Achabana.
That's another Shaila. That's above us the Shaila. When you get to Ben Achabas, when you get to the Rebbe. Okay, so Alta Shaila, when you get to Ben Achabana. That's a different Shaila. Oh, it's exactly what I was about to say. Atalia killed out all of Zerah David. Azay Zachti Gemara, except one. Right. This was Einish with David HaMelech. Huh?
Rabbi Yehuda
Nasi
comes from
Shvat. Oh, so okay, so Eichab was the Shaila. When you get to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, but before you get to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Atalia is Gaharget all of Zerah David. So now, how goof is Taka the Shoyrish of the whole Machloikis? This one that was left, I think his name was Yoyosh. So the Shaila is if Yoyosh was a descendant from Nasan or from Shleima. Most people actually say that he was a descendant from Nasan, not from Shleima. But Yesh Eimrim, there was a descendant of Shlomo.
He was the son of the previous king.
What? What are you reading over there? Okay, Akoponim, that's the Shaila though.
I mean, could be Atalia killed only, she had also Sashita, she had a Shita. Could be her Shita was that Moshech is going to come only from Echavo, from Naamo. So she only kills that Amilucha only from that side. I'm making Eben up as I go along.
So, to keep one Zera should be.
She didn't have to kill from Yoshafat, that's will answer his question about the Bidanasi. He came from the other, from Shatya. So, they don't have to kill them. The Sheikh is not coming from them anyway, so that's not going
to happen. I think the answer that most Mepharshim give when they get to Rabbi Bidanasi is that he was not Ben Achaben. Taka came from Zera David, but not Ben Achaben. Even Atalia that killed all Zera David, he couldn't have killed all the Nekavis. They got married, people that were not Ben Achaben. They got married and they had different families. Everybody didn't kill all Zera David, only the Zechorim. That's the answer that says when you get to Rabbi Danasi. Another Inya Taka, I didn't check this up, but I saw this a while ago. I was going to check it up tonight, I forgot. Benigeya to what the Gemara says, Benigeya to Rabbi Danasi. Sanhedrin, that what's the lashon of the Gemara? I mim meisayuhu kagoyin Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. That different people said when you get Talmidim, who's Mashiach? So one of the people they said was I mim meisayuhu Rabbeinu Hakadosh Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Fractal Shai that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wasn't Mizera Shloime. He was only Mizera David, not Mizera Shloime. And could it even be it wasn't Bachlal Ben Achaben? So you have two rayas. First of all, Staf Mizayim Ben Achaben, and second, it doesn't have to be Mizera Shloime. But Yash Aimrim, when the Gemara says Kagoyin Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the Hadgosh is on the word Kagoyin. A person that's a tzaddik, this is the individual that exemplifies who Mashiach will be. But not that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi himself was taken roi to be Mashiach, because he wasn't taken mizera d'avad the Shleima. When you get to the Rambam, why the Rambam doesn't mention it in Sefer Ayad? So, yeah, I mentioned before Yash Aimrim, the Rambam was Chayzer. But others say, Yais, Bepoil, Atalia killed out all of Zera David. Umemele, there was only one descendant from one child. Whether it was from Rechavam, whether it was from Nosson, but there was only one descendant. So Lamay Nafkimina for the Rambam to write in Zera Shlema. Lamay Nafkimina. The only thing that's Negeya is to say that it has to come from David the Melech. Not from Shevet Yudah Bechlal, but from David. Once you say from David,
She killed everybody.
So if there was more than children, more descendants from different children from David the Melech that remained alive, you have to clarify where it's from. But Hayetz is known afkimin al halacha, so the Rambam didn't mention it. The only reason that Rambam mentions it in the Geras Taiman in those places is to be Shailo Oisish. But the Sefer Halachas, we only write things that are Negev Bepayel, not some to be Shailo Shaitim, he doesn't bring it.
That means it has to be Ben Achaben.
It has to be Ben Achaben, so David?
When the Rambam talks about the Melucha of David, which is different than the Melucha of Yisrael, Mamlechas Yisrael, which did not continue forever, the Rambam's Lashon is that Meluchas David and Melech will be continued with the Zecharim. The Rambam uses Beferish or Lashon Zecharim. So L'chayre L'fi the Rambam, the Melucha of Mashiach, which is the fulfillment of that nevuah that the Melucha of David will be forever, has to be Dafke Ben Achaben.
So if you're going to say that the Rebbe is the Mashiach, so is the Rebbe comes from...
I don't think anybody knows the Yichus from...
I'm not talking about the Alter Rebbe.
Because that's Ben Achabas.
Which is
Miyuchas to David HaMelech Ben Achaben.
Where's the Machin to the Yichus?
No, I never saw any Yichus of Ben Achaben.
I saw. It comes from the Siddur's but every time the Rebbe quotes it, the Rebbe always says that the Friedrich of Mizera David, and it was quoted through the Alter Rebbe.
The Rebbe would say.
That's every time the Rebbe does it.
Okay, now let's take a look in the Sicha here, where the Rebbe discusses this inyan, Alpi Pnimi Sanyon. What's the significance of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech regarding the the David HaMashiach descends from both of them.
In the Maamar the Rebbe says from Shlema?
Yeah, Zara Shlema. We learned it this morning, or yesterday. My Vishafti B'Shalom, the Rebbe mentions Zara Shlema. So, it's an Eisvav here.
The Pasuk says Mefurish, Yerush Ben Achad.
Which was a son of who?
Achadio, the previous king.
Okay, so it comes from Rechavam, because it went through, which is Zara Shlema. Okay, good. Okay, so in Ois Vav of the Sikha, the Rebbe says as follows. We balt, it's on page 527. We balt, the Gula Amitis Vashleime kommt durch Mashiach Sitkeinu. It's verstandig as Eichel Mashiach and Faran die drei Inyanim von Geula. The Rebbe discussing before the different Inyanim that there are when they get to the Geula, but here the Rebbe comes to this Inyan that we're discussing. Ubahaktim dem dig bedivrei Rambam as Melech HaMashiach is mi Beis David u mi Zera Shleima. Du lechere eine Muvan. Das was schreibt mi Beis David, the fact that he mentions it, that it Mashiach comes from David HaMelech. Wie schreibt da in Eichel Sefra Yad, is the far was by Beis David is Ikara Malchus, because anyone else that's a king that proclaims himself to be a king from any other Shevet, that's not Ikara Malucha. The Ikara Malchus is David. Kivish Nimshach David Zocha Bekeser Malchus Vareya Malchus Loi Ulvonov Ad Eilam. Rambam says Lvonov. I don't know what the Chulu is, but I believe this is the place where the Rambam says only Zchorim. Malcha Beis David Hey Moim Dem Loilam. So that's what the Rambam says. Malcha Beis David. Aber was ist der Remes in Misera Shleima? Why is the Rambam adding that he comes dafke Misera Shleima? Okay, so the Rebbe explains as follows. Wir Shleima bepnimis anyanim. The pshat of bepnimis anyanim is as follows. Bimei Shleima, what's unique about Shleima Melech, there's something, there's a mila that Shleima had that his father David didn't have. Bimei Shleima is given me'ein the matzah from the Gula Mitzvah va Shleima. This man David zene given Mulchamis. During the time of David the Melech, there were many wars. Bizas damlu roiv shafachto. Hashem tells David the Melech that he can't build the Beis Hamikdash because he spilled a lot of blood. And the father that he can't oiv boin the Beis Hamikdash. Mashenkim is nashleime od gehesht shalom. There was peace. Was the far vet ungerufen b'shem shleime, while shalom hoye b'yomov. His name taka shows on the peace. Me ein shleimus ha-shalom de la'asad lave. Similar to the peace that will be when Mashiach comes. The Yeshloimar, as a time of them, why was there peace in his times? But Bashloim is given Shleimus HaChochma. He had the ultimate wisdom. Shleim was the Chochma Mikol Adam. Vayechka Mikol Adam. Das heißt, as Nosef, so the minion of Malchus, which his father also had, the king, is by him given Oich Shleimus BeChochma. Und nochmer, another thing you find by Shleim, Vateirev Chochma Shleim Mikol Chochma Mitzrayim. The Chochma Shleim HaMelech was greater than all the other Chochmas that there were in Chochma Mitzrayim. Kanir in those times, Chochma Mitzrayim, that was like the greatest of the Chochmas of the Goyim. And Shleim HaMelech's Chochma was even greater than that. The Yisrael von Aleph, Aleph HaChochma, the Aleph, the chosen Chochma, was Kumtarois Durich Goyla Chochma Mitzrayim. Even more than the Chochma Mitzrayim. The Teichen of this whole Sikha is about the Goyla and Geula. That's why this Lashon is here. Was bekayach ze kol chachmi agayim is batlu be'etzem legabi chachma shloime shloi al de mochama kenik shloime kishalom hayi biyomav. It's Lashon in the middle of that, but this is derech agav connected to the whole concept of pod b'shalom nafshi. Chassidus explains that pod b'shalom nafshi refers specifically to the time of Shleima HaMelech, because by him, Goyim came to Shleima HaMelech in a peaceful way without any mochama whatsoever. So this maim of the middle of Rebbe is the maim of pod b'shalom. This, as the Umayyads have been gebracht zu Shleima den Itzaytzi Kedusha. He didn't, Shleima HaMelech did not have to go and fight battles to take out the Itzaytzi Kedusha. They all came to Shleima HaMelech. Kedua ben Egetz Malchas Shva, the Queen of Shva came to him. Me'ein Shleima Sasham lasad love, vasilei rei, vasilei shchisu kimola arzdeya, al derech vid debirer durich esak atayre, de bechachme is bariru bebitla ra be'etzem, kumay lasad love, tchse verako basa b'chinesriya de chachme v'yede kopachulam. It's explained in the Maimer that the difference between Teira and Tefillah. In Tefillah, there's a bitter b'derech mulchama. You have to deal with the Nefesh Bahamas, and the Aveda of a person is to connect his Nefesh Bahamas to the Eibishu. That's b'derech mulchama. It's Leisi b'va'usi, b'chayabi b'kashti. That's the mulchama. In Limud HaTeira, it's b'derech Shalom. Then Shlomo does his negayetz from Shlomo's inyan amalchus. So Shlomo Melech, his melucha was more complete even than David himself. Even more than David HaMelech, where there were ketrugim and erurim on his melucha. Okay, let's. I'm going to skip a paragraph here. The next paragraph, al pizei yeshleimar. The conclusion of the Indian here. The next paragraph, al pizei yeshleimar that Gosha as Mashiach is mi beis David umizera shleimer. While the oivtu for Mashiach vat vashtein from Milas David, Mashiach will have both Milas, the Mila of David HaMelech, which is Malchus, umilas shleimer, which is Shalom. Durch dem, was Mashiach vat haben shleimus in yinam Malchus, kol chochmeshe b'Malchus, will have the wisdom of Shleimer Melech. Biz as Oisei HaMelech sheyamid mizera David, this is the Lashon Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, bal chochmi yiyya, yoisim shleimah, will have more wisdom even than Shleimah Melech himself. Okay, we'll finish off with the one more Indian here, the Lashon in Ha'ara 105. It's a very interesting Ha'ara here. Take a look in 105. The Lashon that Rebbe always uses regarding the Gula Asidda is Gula Ha'mitis Vashleimah. I believe it's a Lashon that the Rebbe himself coined. I don't think this Lashon appears in previous sources, but that was always the Lashon that the Rebbe used. Geula ha'amitis v'ashleima. So here, in this order, the Rebbe explains, this is one of the pshatim in this expression. Geula yashleima l'chidud, sh'in yizem erum is gamba Lashon, geula ha'amitis v'ashleima. Amitis remezes l'shleimus ha'malchus l'kol Yisrael. Amitis means that it's something that will, the melucha will be over all Yidden. Ki yakiv u'midas ha'emes. V'nishmas ha'klula m'kol ha'nasham ha'shev Yisrael me'elam ha'delam. Emes is something that includes all of Klal Yisrael. Like Yaakov's neshama. That's one aspect of the melucha, which comes from David HaMelech. David was the king over all of Klal Yisrael. Ubetevas shleima, when you say gula mitzvah v'ashleima, yeshnam ha'isiyas shal shleima. That refers to the fact that it'll have the accomplishment of Shleima Melech, which will be even wiser than Shleima Melech.
Is that the expression of the
Rebbe only? As far as I know, and I believe it's the Rebbe's, the Rebbe's expression. There's no source for this Lashon.
Source. Yeah. Because he's medayken, the Lashon would say
where it comes from. So that was Lashon. Lula mitzvah shleima. So the Rebbe says.
So here, it says over here.
Yeah.
Begin the loy nofak min ochulkul kutshubrichu ke ayochlo. She still has part of Mashiach, but not like this. And he, and Mosek midvan shele fishelo yotzo me'amar chelak v'vokot kol kach kemo shiyos mo'oy. Agam shiyotzo me'an olam ha'amon yisya shalom ha'amelech v'yem shel chol v'shem yishom v'yotzo Mashiach. So he explained that in the Zohar itself.
Okay, there's a few places in Zohar. I hear? Okay. Where is this? Is this in Parshas Shlach?
That's in
Parshas Vayeh. Oh, okay. So the Zohar that I saw today was in Shlach. So, which over there.
Is the Rebbe saying over here that it's not Lavdak is Shleimah, it's the Indian of Shleimah? Is that what the Rebbe is saying?
It means Kepshuta Shleimah. Is that a Shleimah? But the Rebbe is always explaining. Beruch Nis on Yanam. Yeah, but the Rebbe
is.
Beruch Nis. No, it's just a beer. Beruch Nis. Well done. There's a lot of minion here.
Yeah.